It's open. You don't have to knock, you know. Henry hasn't knocked in 17 years.
Still, knowing you, you'd probably assume someone was breaking in. Where is he, anyway? Figured he'd get here way before I would.
He'll be here soon. I kinda wanted to talk to just you for a bit.
Oh? What are you... Why are you looking at that?
Stumbled across it while researching. Didn't know you were a local celebrity up in Maine.
They promote every show. It's not a big deal.
You look good.
Thanks.
I mean it. Seriously, you look stunning. This was the one, wasn't it? When he abducted you. The timeline matches up.
Look, Victor. There's nothing else to learn from that. I've told you everything.
I know. You know, the whole time I've known you, I've always thought you look so happy all the time. But now I'm looking at this, seeing you back then, and you're not actually very happy anymore. Are you, Christine?
Victor, I appreciate it, but...
But what? Look, I get it, okay? Strong, independent woman, heck yeah, own that. But admitting that you're not okay doesn't take away from it. Or so I've been told.
And are you taking your own advice?
You know me, I'll be the first one to admit that I'm messed up. But we're not talking about me right now, okay? We do that way too often. It's not always about me. You have no idea how much I care about you both, and I've been wicked self-centered through all of this. You guys have been through a lot, too. You've helped me so much, and it's my turn now. So please, talk to me.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
How about with what happened at Ruthven's?
What do you mean?
You knew where he lived? You knew he'd be home?
Yeah, I internet stalk people. That's what I do.
You were very adamant that we talk to him. And one thing you said, this wasn't part of. Part of what? Christine, what have you gotten yourself into?
What, you can't figure it out, oh great genius?
I've got an idea. But I want to hear it from you.
I just wanted to help. I wasn't getting anywhere with Vordenberg, and I knew if I didn't turn up with something, you'd... I don't know. Be disappointed in me? I didn't mean to run into Ruthven. He just found me. Like Aubrey said, I'm pretty sure he's been lurking around keeping an eye on things. He and I, we made a deal. He'd give me information, and I'd...
Agree to be his patron.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I assure you, he had nothing to do with it.
What's it like?
It sucks. Whenever he wants, he can just force messages into my head. I can feel where he is or what he's doing. Sometimes I can see through his eyes. That's the worst, and if he decides to do it, I can't shut it off. I just have to sit around and watch.
Where is he now?
I don't know. Not close, though. He's having trouble sleeping. Too excited about something. He needs to hunt tonight. It's been a few days. There's a girl he's seen wandering around downtown for a while. She's homeless. A runaway, 15 years old. This time tomorrow, she'll be dead. And no one is gonna miss her.
You can tell where he is, though, right? If we follow him, find her, then...
I've tried. If he doesn't need me to invite him in somewhere, he blocks me. Plus, he's already almost killed you twice. I don't want you getting anywhere near him if you can help it.
You don't deserve this.
No one does.
No. But especially not you.
Why is this only being brought up now? Why not when we were at Ruthven's?
Because I wasn't going to mention that one of my best friends might be involved with a vampire while we were in the presence of two vampire hunters. Henry pieced it together too. We were on the same page there.
I'm surprised he's not here to hear all this too.
Figured it'd be easier for you one-on-one. Plus, he's different these days since he woke up from the coma. Angrier. I imagine it's because of the circumstances. It's gotta be a lot to take in. He never used to be like this. I get it, I just... You're under enough stress as it is. You two can talk about it once he processes everything and calms down over it.
I wish I knew you guys back then.
So do I. Could have been normal teenagers running around raising hell. And God, you'd have loved Elliot. My sister too. You four could have just sat around roasting me all day. But, you know. Can't change the past and all that, right?
Right.
Tell me about Raoul.
Huh?
I mean, I don't really know anything about him. Just his name and what you said about him at Dr. Walton's. You're gonna marry him, figure he must be interesting. Doubt you'd settle for anything less.
Well, our parents were friends. We met when we were 8. He realized he was trans 2 years later.
Heck yeah, represent.
After my dad died, it was harder for us to keep in contact. In and out of foster homes, didn't have a cell phone, you understand. It was tough, but we managed. Then his parents decided to pack up and move to LA. And I didn't see him again until the whole thing with Eric. But you know that already. He's an artist. Prefers landscapes. They're wonderful. He sometimes sends me sketches of Maine. He thought about being a tailor for a while, but changed his mind pretty quick. Right now, he's working on his master's so he can be a school counselor. Not what I would have imagined when we were kids, but I know he'll be great at it. He wants to get married at Niagara Falls and honeymoon in Paris. I think that's a great idea.
You miss him.
Of course I do. But we talk every day. And we both understand that you guys need me.
What we need is for you to be happy. God knows you deserve it. You deserve to be happy and safe, married to Raoul, planning your lives.
And we'll get there. But right now, I need to be here. With you two. Helping figure out whatever the hell is going on. I mean, let's face it. You guys would probably be dead without me.
You know, that's true.
You know, I'm gonna be honest. I expected you to freak out when I told you about the Ruthven thing.
Oh, I had like 3 anxiety attacks that night, don't worry. I've just been trying to be a little more rational lately.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, like what are the chances that you're actually here to kill me and you've just been buying your time? What are the chances that you teamed up with Ruthven because you decided that you'd rather betray us? It's possible, but I don't think it's likely.
Well, I promise it's even less likely than you think.
Thank God for that. Can't say I'd ever want to go up against you.
You wouldn't stand a chance, Frankenstein.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
No one panic. The party can start now.
Henry, Christine could totally kick both of our asses, right?
Oh yeah, 100%. Why?
Good to have the reassurance in case I ever decide to go evil.
If you go evil, I'm lying down and giving up right then and there. Not even worth putting up a fight at that point.
And on a related note, team meeting time! Aubrey sent me some vampire hunting tips, God help me.
When did you tell her how to contact you?
I didn't. I'm getting used to it, honestly. But most of it seems pretty standard. Wooden stakes, beheading, overexposure to sunlight, garlic. Aversion to iron, didn't expect that one. said that everything should work with Carmilla as well, but she's not positive.
Well, that makes me feel better about all of this.
Oh, but it gets worse.
Of course it gets worse.
Apparently, there's like a 99% chance that if we do manage to kill Carmilla, she could just come back within a couple of hours. But I guess my mom managed to bind her before killing her, which kept her from getting right back up.
Like the Red Death.
Like the Red Death.
So what I'm hearing is that Victor's gonna get more baseball practice. Only problem is we don't know where they're gonna be.
I will.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that.
I know what you're thinking, and you're right. I'm playing double agent right now. And believe me when I say that I cannot wait to turn on this asshole. I can't make any promises, but I can keep an eye out. If I hear anything that suggests they might be meeting up, I can let you guys know.
And just like that, we have something vaguely resembling a plan.
First time for everything.